Alexandra DiTrolio. Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Atlanta issued a print and video statement detailing his, quote, profound anger, sadness, and distress concerning sexual abuse by church leaders of children, young people, and those over whom they exercised authority. The Archbishop added that his anger was made worse over the fact that those who engaged in that behavior and those that failed to protect people from it were not held accountable. Archbishop Gregory also said he was, quote, personally disheartened because as president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in 2002, he assured people the crisis was over and wouldn't happen again. He stated the USCCB should use the Lay Review Board to look over and recommend courses of action, noting that oversight by laity may, quote, provide the only credible assurance that real and decisive actions are being taken. Today, prosecutors will be resting their case against Paul Manafort, Trump's former campaign manager, for bank fraud and tax evasion. Yesterday, while prosecutors were presenting the majority of their case on bank fraud, the judge lashed out at them for allowing an expert witness to remain in the courtroom during the trial. Throughout the proceedings, Judge Ellis has been harsh with the prosecution, admonishing them over the pace of their questioning, the amount of trial exhibits, and even the expressions on their faces. On Thursday, Judge Ellis apologized to jurors for his outburst over the expert witness, telling them, quote, "This robe doesn't make me anything other than human." In Afghanistan, at least 14 policemen were killed and at least 20 wounded when the Taliban tried to overrun the city of Ghazni, capital of the province of Ghazni. They attacked security forces at night, and while they were pushed back, fighting continued throughout the day. Violence also erupted in New Brunswick, Canada, where at least 4 people, 2 of which are police officers, have been killed at a shooting in Fredericton. A suspect has been taken into custody, but a motive for the shooting is not yet known. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies have filed a lawsuit against the federal government's criteria for migrants seeking asylum. The group stated the criteria is too narrow and should be expanded. The suit was filed on behalf of a number of people who say they left their home countries because they endured, quote, horrific persecution, including family members being murdered, physical abuse, and/or sexual abuse, and were denied asylum in the U.S. Previously, a person could claim fear of gang violence or domestic abuse as a reason for needing asylum, but in June, Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued a new policy saying those factors, quote, generally do not amount to acceptable reasons. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.